Hi, this is Yitz Novak. We're studying Masechet Bava Basra. We're in the sixth parak, Parak Vav, Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah, and we're going to now discuss the rules of a rite of passage, which somebody has to the property of a friend or a neighbor. Somebody has a pit in the property of his, or in the house, behind the house of his neighbor's friend. Nichnas b'sha shederech b'nei adam nichnasin. A person is able to go in and out when people ordinarily go in and people ordinarily go out. A person can't bring his animal inside of it let it drink from the pit. He has to fill a container and he has to give the animal the liquid, the drink, outside of the property. Each one is allowed to make a lock so they both can control their own access. Mishnah above. If somebody has a garden inside of the behind the garden of somebody else's property, and the only way through is to pass a passage that goes through the person's garden. The person is allowed to go in and out when people generally go in and out. And the reason why is if you'd be able to go any other time, that would be tremendous damage. The unlimited access would be. So here they limit it to when other people are going in now so that there's no additional access and there's no additional loss of privacy. The Enonachnes Betocha Garden. A person is not allowed to bring merchants in. And you can't go from there into the other field. And the outer one is allowed to plant the path. The owner of the outer field is allowed to plant the path. That means that the person who has the outer garden is allowed to plant on the path, even though it will make it more difficult for the owner of the inner garden to walk through. Because the bottom line is that this path goes through the other person's garden. Even though he has right of way, it doesn't mean that he's not allowed to, he's giving up the ability for him to plant. Mishnah continues, Nasin l'derech menatzat midas shneem nechnas b'shashi rotza v'yotze b'shashi rotza u'machnas atochen tagarin. If a person gives, instead of through the field, he gives a path on the side of the field, and they both agree to that. They both must agree to that. If only one agrees to it, or only one wants it, it doesn't work. If they both agree to it, then a person could go any time, and he can leave any time, and he can bring traders into the field. However, he can't go into another field. Neither of them are allowed to plant it, because by virtue of the fact that there's a mutual permission to allocate the property, both give up their rights to have any personal use of it. That's why neither of them are allowed to plant in it. They can just access the land when they need to.